And welcome to Small Town, your hometown podcast. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. Today, we are going to talk about hardships and what does that look like? What are some hardships? Should we expect them as a Christian? And what does the Bible say about that? I want to shout out to all of the listeners and everyone who supported this podcast throughout the year that we've had so far. If you have any questions or comments, please put a post on Facebook, or you can email me at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. So let's go right into it. Hardships. Should we actually expect them as a follower of Christ? What does the Bible say about that? And who are some of the people in the Bible that had hardships that believed strongly and had probably the greatest amount of faith that we should ever see? Did they have hardships? And the answer to all of that is yes, we really should expect hardships. And if you don't have hardships, then either A, God feels like there's that what you've got is enough to deal with right now, and so maybe what you think isn't hard is hard. I know that there's not always going to be hardships, so you might be in that area where everything is good, you're strong in your faith, the devil isn't tempting you, and you're just able to grow, and you've got that nice little bubble around you of protection. But what I want to say is, you know, sometimes we get hardships, and it's because what happens after the hardship. It's not, you know, the good times that build character. It's what we do after a hard or during a hardship or during rough times. So, you know, a lot of people like to use the example of a diamond. It, you know, it comes from being pressed, comes from being, you know, put pressure, and it comes out, you know, a diamond, you know, very strong and beautiful. And I do like that analogy. I think it was Michael Jordan that said a lot of times, you know, you didn't, the team that always wins doesn't grow because they don't see their weaknesses, or maybe it wasn't Michael Jordan, but it was an NBA player. Basically, he's talking about how if you're winning all the time, how do you get better? Because you don't see where you struggle. And so that's where a lot of times, you know, people, you know, think that they're doing great. And that's when the hardships come, because they keep doing the same things over and over again, expecting the same reactions or product. And then when it changes, they don't know what to do. And that's what gives us perspective and gives us ideas. So for me, a hardship would have been one, joining the army. Getting thrown into boot camp is, if anyone's been through it, you know that they try to build it as this. I mean, it isn't easy. I'll put it that way. It's not easy, but it is if you know what they're trying to do. And a lot of people that went into the basics training, a lot of them straight out of high school, don't realize what team building looks like, don't realize what bad habits look like, and how to break those bad habits are generally through negative reinforcement when you do them. So, I was a little bit older when I went in, and so therefore, I'd already been on the workforce for a while. I was on a fire department, so I already knew of training and how you need to have discipline, and you need to be able to do that. So a lot of people thought that basic was hard. I found it more hard because I was away from my family, and more emotionally hard than physically hard. I mean, I did get hurt, but it wasn't bad, and I was able to move on with it. So that's kind of one of the hardships that you can see. Now, what can we see through the Bible? Well, we know for a fact that the Apostle Paul had a lot of hardships through his ministries once he accepted Christ and started becoming a real ministry for Christ. And we see that with him being in prison. We see those being, you know, the letters from prison type of things with Corinthians and Ephesians and stuff like that. So what I'm saying is that a lot of the apostles didn't have it easy. I mean, most of the apostles died either by beheading, crucifix, stoned to death. I mean, you name it, it happened. So for the most part, even the one who didn't get beheaded and died of old age was not necessarily, an easy life. And so I think we need to look at that and realize that when we get the hard times, it's not because God is saying you're not worthy of my love. It's more of a chance for him to say, here's how you can grow in my love. Or you can, a lot of times too, with hardships, it can be because of something that you're currently doing that you're used to, and you feel as though that that is that that's working. And maybe God's like, no, that is not the way to do it. It could be listening to the wrong YouTube channel. It could be listening to a pastor that doesn't believe in the true Bible. We've talked about some of the other Christian beliefs that are a little off, that say they're Christian but not really. And so if you're listening to, like, say, a Mormon who then starts talking about how, Jesus and Satan are brothers and all this other stuff, you're going to find your faith being tempted and tested because, A, the Bible doesn't speak that, and in order to make that narrative, they had to create new Bible verses and new Bible chapters, and that's just not biblically correct. So, there's different translations that can be, and I'm not saying translations aren't key. The NIV, the King James Version, all of that is good because what it does is it allows the words to be translated easy to read, and that's fine. But once again, that shouldn't be a one-stop. You shouldn't just use the NIV or just the King James Version or the NASB or whatever, unless that's something that it's easy to read. I use the NASB when I post the podcast because I believe that that's an easy way to read the sentences. And then also because some of our foreign listeners may have to use a Google Translate, it translates easier than the King James Version or some of the other versions. But I don't just look at one Bible verse through the NASB. I don't look through just the NIV or just the King James Version. But either way, hardships are there because it allows us to grow, allows us to sharpen our skills, it allows us to focus on where we need to be. And most of the time, that focus needs to be back onto Christ or our family to lead them closer to Christ. There's a lot of people that have hardships that their hardships would be easy if they just spoke up for help as well. And I think sometimes that's what it is. If you're having troubles, especially if you're like a veteran or a first responder or something like that, and you're having nightmares and stuff like that, you're going to have hardships sleeping, you're going to be irritable, stuff like that. And that could be God saying, hey, look, you need to take yourself a peg down and be willing to say, I need help. Because there's nothing wrong with asking for help. I got help when I came back. I got help through my military career after deployments and stuff like that. It's not wrong to ask for help. It's wrong when you don't, and then your family or your friends are the ones that have to pick up the pieces or have to deal with you not being able to handle stuff. Hardships can also be sometimes financial because you're out spending money where you shouldn't be, just on extravagant gifts, things that you don't need, instead of saving or also tithing to the church or something like that. So hardships are there to refocus our lives towards Christ. Sometimes for a reason we're put in that situation. Maybe it's we've gotten too comfortable with our faith and we need to grow. And so here's a challenge. Someone's going to challenge you on the Bible. Now you have to look in the Bible and get the answer to justify why you still believe in Christ. And that can seem harmful or hardship, but it really is just a growing experience so you can read your Bible more. So I think what we're going to do is going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's look at the Bible. I have a ton of verses which talk about hardship and suffering and how it is to be expected. And so when we come back, we'll look at that. And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff, your hometown podcast. And what we are talking about today is hardships in the Bible and hardships in Christian beliefs and in the Christian people. You know, we're to expect hardships. The apostles went through it. Also, throughout the years, people have been put into hard situations and stuff like that, especially towards their belief. So what does the Bible say about it and what to expect and stuff like that? So we've already talked about, you know, what some of the hardships are and how a lot of times that's God telling us that we need to reinforce certain areas of our life. We may kind of slack off in an area, so he makes the hard time so that we can grow callous on those and be able to be strong in the faith. So let's look at some of the verses. I got a bunch of them because it's prevalent in the Bible, but here's just a few of them. So we're going to talk 2 Timothy 2:3, or chapter 2, verse 3. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Now that's Paul talking to Timothy. And like I said, it's a good good thing. So suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ. So even then, Paul knew that as a soldier of Christ, we are going to and should expect hard times or hardship. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4, once again, Paul saying, but in everything commending ourselves as servants of God, in much endurance, in afflictions, in hardships, in distress. So once again, he's listing all these things that as a servant of God, we should have to do. So we have to have endurance. We're going to have afflictions, and we're going to have hardships and in distress. So once again, he's telling us, don't feel like there's something wrong with you just because you're having a tough time. That's normal, especially as a Christian. And what you should do is talk to your brothers in Christ is what we'll eventually see. And that's one of the things. We need to talk. We need to have fellowship. We need to speak it out, whether with pastors, whether with mental health issues, whether it be with, you know, soup kitchens, foods, especially if it's because your hard time is you don't have food. Well, then, you know, food banks and stuff like that. Let's go to 2 Timothy again, chapter 4, this time, verse 5. But you be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. So endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist. So therefore, if you're going to preach, if you're going to praise the Lord, if you're going to try to minister to those around you, endure hardship and fulfill your ministry. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. For you recall, brethren, our labor and hardship, how working night and day so as not to be a burden to any of you, we proclaimed to you the gospel of God. So once again, this is to the Thessalonians from Paul, talking about how they labored, how they had hardships, how they were working day and night to, you know, produce this church. And that's to be expected. When you're in church, it is going to be praiseful. It's going to be, but you may have and should expect some hardships. And the hardships may not actually be of something so simple as you don't have food or you don't have money. The hardships could also be you have a commitment to the church on a day and your family has a sports game or something like that. That's hard because either you go to church and do that or you skip church and go to see your kids. That's a tough decision. Now, generally, we try not to plan stuff around stuff like that so that that doesn't come up. But, you know, also in some of the ministries, there's some late nights, you know. There's a few times, Wednesday nights, I'm working on the computer on something to upload something. And, you know, I'm trying to do it. I get my son from there, and I'm still working on the church computer, and it's getting later and later, and that's a hardship. I mean, he has school the next day. You know, I needed to just put it away and stuff like that, but you know, sometimes that's hard because we're trying to finish what we started. So all right, let's go to Nehemiah now, chapter 9, verse 32. Now therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who keeps covenant and loving kindness, do not let all the hardship seem insignificant before you, which has come upon us, our kings, our princes, our priests, our prophets, our fathers, and all, and on all your people from the days of the kings of the day. So what it is basically we're talking again, don't let the hardship. So even back in the Old Testament, you know, they understood that believing in God, believing in Christ, and in the Old Testament, they didn't believe in Christ. They believed in God, God and Christ and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. But what they're saying here is that they even then knew that there was going to be hardship. I mean, they were being tempted by God and you know, with, you know, sacrificing their son. And then, you know, they went up right to the moment. And then God said, you know, I see you. You were faithful. Here, sacrifice this, you know, this lamb instead. Then we've got James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial. So once again, James is even talking once again that, you know, to be expected to have trials. You're going to have trials and tribulations. It's common. And that's what I'm hoping you get from this podcast, is if you've got hard times, it's not because God doesn't love you. It's because he does love you, and he feels that you need to grow in some way, and that it is normal to have hardships. And then finally, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And how do you get that strength? You get the strength through hardships and hard times. That's how you grow. When you go to the gym, you work out, and you lift those heavy weights. You put a lot of stress on your body. But over time, that stress leads to muscle. And that's where, in the end, we need to remember that I can do all things through him who strengthens me. You know, God's going to let, he's not going to let you fail as long as you try your best, you do what you need to do, and you follow a biblical path with it. Then it, you know, it may not seem like you've succeeded, but once again, like we've talked before, a lot of things were done back before Christ was born, talking about Christ. God sets up things way, way ahead of time. And so if your ministry doesn't feel like it's kicking off, it may eventually, you know, it may just be farther down the line than what you are expecting. And I hope that's what you get and take away from this, that if you're having hard times, it isn't unusual. It's something to be expected. And so I think what we're going to do is leave it at that. We're just going to, if you have any questions or anything like that, shoot me an email at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com or on the Facebook page. You can message me through there and we can talk about it and pray about it. And I'm just glad you're able to listen to this. And I will talk to you next week. Until then, have a great week.